好，我们上次信息没有讲完，这次讲第二篇。
We didn't finish last time, so we're going to continue with the second half.
爱的经历。
The experience of love.
保罗他说，今天我们信徒存在的有三件事。
And Paul says that those for believers are three things.
第一件信心。
And the first is faith.
第二件盼望
and the second is hope
第三件爱
and the third is love
保罗说最大的是爱
and Paul says the greatest is love
我们上一篇讲了一半
and last time we only went halfway through
爱太大的一件事
and love is the greatest
我们不晓得这一篇能不能讲完
and we don't know if we can finish
好，我们说到爱有神的爱有两个特点。
And the love of God has two different characteristics.
一件事，神的爱是一直永留的爱。
And the first is that it is a love that is continuous.
神的爱从来不停下来的。
It does not end.
它一直永留，一直永留。
It continually goes on.
而第二个特点。
And the second.
神的爱无论永留到什么地方。
No matter where it comes to,
神的爱立刻回到它的源头。
It comes back to its source.
这就是我们的经历。
And that is our experience.
所以约翰一书一开始说，不是我们爱神。
And so in John chapter, 1 John, it starts out with, it is not that we have loved God,
乃是神爱我们,
but that he loved us.
而下面到了十九节，他又说，我们爱。
And in verse 19, it says, we love
因为他先爱了我们
because he first loved us.
开头说不是我们爱神
And so it is not that we love God.
这个爱是神圣的爱
And it is a divine love.
在原文叫做 agape.
And in the original language, it is the agape love.
而 agape, 我们没有这个爱
And agape, we did not have this love.
只有神是 agape.
And only God is agape.
所以不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。这是。
And it is not that we love, but God loves us.
这是绝对的。
And this is an absolute.
那到了十九节怎么又说我们有爱呢？
And it, so why in 19 does it say we don't have love?
所以使徒约翰说不是我们爱神，我们爱。他是有我们爱
We love
因为他先爱了我们
Because he first loved us
神把他的 agape 留到我们身上
And God puts his agape with us
就立刻带我们回到源头
And so it brings us back to the source
我们就有这一个爱来爱神
And so we only have this one love.
也用这个爱来爱弟兄。
And we use this love to love God and to love brothers.
教会里面的爱没有人间的爱。
And in church, there is not the love of man.
就是最神圣的爱。
Then it is the greatest, it is the most divine love.
我们先来读几处圣经。
Let's look at a few Bible passages.
约翰一书四章八到十一节。
First John chapter 4, verses 8 to 11.
四章八到十一节。
Chapter 4, verses 8 to 11.
没有爱的就不认识神。
He who does not love does not know God.
因为神就是爱。
For God is love.
神差他儿独生子到世间来。
And in this love, God was manifested.
是我们借着他得生。
That God has sent His only begotten Son into
the world. 神爱我们的心再次显明了。
That we might live through Him.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。
Not in this love, not that we love God, but that He loved us.
十九节。
Verse 19.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love Him because He first loved us.
路加福音第九章。
And Luke chapter 9.
第九章
Luke chapter 9
三十五节
Verse 35
有声音从云彩里出来说这是我的儿子我所拣选的
And there was a voiceFrom the cloud that said, "This is my beloved, whom I have."
这是我的儿子。原文的翻译说，这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved.
我所拣选的。
Whom I have chosen.
约翰福音十三章第一节。
And John chapter 13 verse 1.
十三章第一节。
13:1.
逾越节以前耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了
Now before the feast of the Passover when Jesus knew that his hour had come
他既然爱世间属自己的人
that he should depart from this world the Father having loved his own
就爱他们到底
who were in the world he loved them to the end
34-35 节
A new commandment, John 13:34-35.
我赐给你们一条新命令。
A new commandment I give to you.
乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
That you love one another.
我怎样爱你们，你们要怎样相爱。
As I have loved you, that you also love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
十五章九到十节
Chapter 15 verses 9 and 10
我爱你们正如父爱我一样我爱你们正如父爱我
As the Father loved me, I also have loved you
你们要住在我的爱里
Abide in my love
你们若遵守我的命令就住在我的爱里。
If you keep my commandments,
就如我遵守了我父的命令。
You abide in my love, just as I have kept my father's
就住在他的爱里。
And abide in his love.
十七章二十到二十一节。
Verse 17:20-21.
我不但为这些人祈求。
I do not pray for these alone.
也为那些应他们的话。信我的人祈求
but also for those who believe me in, through their
使他们都合而为一
word, that they all may be one as you
正如你父在我里面
Father are in me
我在你里面
And I in you
是他们也在我们里面
That they also may be one in us
叫世人可以信你差了我来
That the world may believe that you sent me
最后读罗马八章
Romans chapter 8
罗马八章三十七到三十九节。
Romans 8:37-39.
但是靠着爱我们的主，在这一切事上已经得胜有余了。三十七节。
Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
因为我深信无论是死是生
For I am persuaded that neither death nor life
这天使是掌权的
nor angels nor principalities
是有能的是现在的事是将来的事
nor powers nor things present nor things to come
是高处是低处的是别的受造之物都不能将我们因与神的爱隔绝
Nor height, nor death, nor any other created thing
这爱是在我们主基督耶稣里的
shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们现在讲爱的经历
And so let us speak of the experience of love.
对于弟兄姊妹们教会有彼此相爱是件最大的事
And so, brothers and sisters, to love one another is the greatest thing.
教会的圣徒相爱。
And the saints, for the saints to.
不是用人间的爱来彼此相爱。
It is not to use the love among men.
因为神把阿哥配给了我们。
Because God has given us this agape love.
我们用这个神圣的爱来爱弟兄。
And so we use this, very divine love to love others.
所以弟兄的爱是在英国是非常有名的一句话。
And so this brotherly love, is very famous. It's a very famous saying in England.
不信主的人都惊讶教会里面这个弟兄相爱呀。
And those who do not know the Lord, they do not believe. They are all amazed at this love, this brotherly love.
所以这个爱是世人是没有的。
And this is a love that the people of this world do not
have. 所以约翰一书，约翰说，爱弟兄。为弟兄舍命。
And so, John 1, John says, to love your brothers and to give your life for them.
弟兄舍命的是没有一个爱和爱的为别人舍命的。
And so, for brothers to give their lives, there's no other love.
只有主的爱才是舍命的爱。
And only the love of the Lord is the sacrificial love.
主把这个爱给了我们。
And so, when the Lord gave us this love,
是我们使用神圣的爱呢 ，agape 来彼此相爱。
It is with this agape love that we love one another.
我自己有知道好两个故事，爱弟兄为弟兄舍命。
And I know of a few testimonies where they loved the brethren.
我知道有两个弟兄。
And I know a brother.
他们两个人，一个年长，一个年轻。
One was older and one was younger.
两个人就一天被捕了，被抓去了。
And they were both arrested.
而两个人只有一个人收到一件厚的衣服。
And one had a warmer jacket.
他们知道到了那里在街里面的很冷很冷。
And they know that in jail it was very cold.
所以那个年长弟兄觉得年轻的人需要。
And so the older brother, he felt like this younger brother needed it.
因为他就年纪很大了。
Because he was older.
但是我进去了也不会太久，活得太久了。
And so you, when I go in there, I'm not going to survive long anyway.
所以把这衣服就丢给那个年轻的。
And so he threw his, the jacket to the younger
brother. 那个年轻的想，我还年轻，可以扛得住人。
And the younger brother felt like, I'm still young, I can take it.
年长的有点扛不住人。
And this older brother, he can't take it.
所以他又把那件衣服丢回给那个年长的。
And so he threw the jacket back to the older brother.
两个人丢来丢去。
And they kept passing this jacket back and
forth. 那个抓他们的人说你们在做什么？
And so the person who, the officer who was in charge said, what are you doing?
一下把他们拉开了,
and separated them.
那个时候的衣服刚好在年轻的手里面,
and this jacket, it landed in the hands of the younger brother. And it was very cold in the
年轻人拿着这衣服, 不敢穿,
jail. He dared not even put it on.
我们那个年长的兵不知道怎么样了。
And he kept thinking, I don't know how these
older brothers.
How can he last without this jacket?
到了有一天呢,
until one day.
那个年轻的正在想这件事啊,
as he was thinking about this.
主讲话了,
the Lord spoke.
主说圣徒的死,
and the Lord said, precious.
在耶和华的眼中, 极其宝贵,
is the death of the saints in the eyes of the Lord.
那个年轻的一听这句话, 主跟他讲这句话, 他就说年长弟兄已经到主那里去了。
And when he heard this from the Lord, he knew that this elder brother had
passed away. 他去了监狱之后，他打听， 他就在那个时候，那个年长弟过世了。
After he got out of jail, he confirmed that that was the day.
就是说圣徒的死在耶和华的眼中极其宝贵。
And so the Lord says, the death of the saints in the precious is the death of the saints in the eyes of the Lord. And this is a martyr.
为了主的爱可以舍掉自己的生命。
And for the love of the Lord, they could give their own life.
所以弟兄相爱在欧洲是非常有名的一句话。
And so brotherly love, it is a very famous saying in
Europe. 这不是平常的爱。
It is not the average.
这是神圣的爱。
It is a divine love.
我们永远不能失掉这一个。
And we cannot give up on this one.
我也知道另外一个弟兄,
I know another brother.
住在上海,
lives in Shanghai.
他姓王,
and his last name was Wang.
那个时候常有被捕的事情发生,
and many people were arrested at that time.
谁要被捕的,
and we don't know when they would be arrested.
突然之间来的,
and they suddenly came.
而弟兄们又被捕的事情发生,
and once someone was arrested,
他走之前,
and before he left,
那个王弟兄他怎么会知道的呢?
And how would he know Brother Wang?
他一定出现,
he would certainly come,
最后给那个弟兄祷告,
and pray with the brother,
叫他被捕进去了, 能够刚强站住,
that once he is arrested, he could be strong as he
was dead. 这是很大的一个神奇啊。
This is a great miracle.
那个王六他怎么会知道什么人被捕呢?
How did Brother Wang know who would be arrested?
连被捕的人自己都不知道了。
Even those who were arrested did not know.
他总是知道了。
But he always knew.
主告诉他了。
The Lord told him.
他一定出现在被捕的人面前。
He would certainly come to visit them.
最后为他祷告。
And do the final prayer.
加给他力量。
And give him a
strength. 叫他们刚强站住。
So that they could stand and be
strong. 弟兄相爱的故事非常多啊,
so many stories of brotherly love.
在我们中国也真是不少,
and there were so many in China.
所以主说爱弟兄为弟兄舍命,
and so the Lord said, you need to love your brother and give your life for them.
这不是一个平常的爱,
and this is not just an average normal.
这是agape, 神的爱,
this is the agape love.
现在有这样大的表现,
and it is this expression and manifestation.
下面读约翰福音,
and following in the Gospel of John,
住在主里面,
and it talks about living in Christ.
住在葡萄树,
the Lord says, I am the true vine.
你们是枝子,
you are the branches.
主怎么会变成个真葡萄树呢?
And how is the Lord the true
圣经里头有两个地方啊,
there are two places in the Bible.
15章是一个地方, 我是真葡萄树。
And John chapter 15 is one.
在哥林多前书12章, 主就是身体。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about how he is the body.
肢体虽然多,
and though there are many members,
身体只有一个,
there is only one body.
身体虽然只有一个,
and though there is only one body,
却有许多的肢体,
there are many branch members.
是叫做基督也是这样,
and it tells us that Christ is the
主就是那个奇妙的身体,
and the Lord, he is that wondrous body.
主是葡萄树,
He is the vine.
主是身体。
He is the body.
我们称这个名字叫奥秘的基督。
And this is the mysterious Christ.
什么叫做奥秘的基督？
And what is the mysterious Christ?
四福音所讲的耶稣基督。
And the Christ in the four Gospels.
是在肉身里的基督。
It is the Christ in the body.
等到主复活了。
And when Jesus was resurrected,
降下圣灵了,
and he, the Holy Spirit was sent,
教会产生了,
and the church was birthed.
而圣经在说那个奥秘的基督,
and the Bible talks about the mysterious Christ.
在奥秘的基督里面,
and within that mysterious Christ,
主耶稣是这个身体的根, 这个葡萄树的根。
Christ, he is the root.
而整个葡萄树就是教会。
And the whole of the vine is the church.
而我们每一位弟兄姊妹都是葡萄树上一个枝子。
And every brother and sister, he is the branch from the vine.
通通加起来的就是一个。
And altogether, it is one.
所以我们称它为奥秘的基督。
And so we call him the mysterious Christ.
就说我是真葡萄树。
And the Lord says, I am the true vine.
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
这是世界上最大的一棵葡萄树。
And this is the greatest,
vine. 这个根是耶稣基督。
In the world. And today the root is Jesus Christ.
这个树和别的树不一样。
And this vine is different than others.
别的树树根都在最底下的。
Because for all other vines, the root is at the bottom.
往上生长的。
And it grows up.
这一个葡萄树。
And this vine.
它的根是耶稣基督。
Its root is Jesus Christ.
所以根在宝座。
And so the root is in the throne.
主耶稣是宝座了。
And when Jesus is on the throne.
往下生长。
He grows down.
生长出第一代的圣徒。
And he grows down to the first generation of saints.
第二代的圣徒。
And the second.
生出来历世历代的圣徒。
And saints throughout time.
就生出我们来了。
And then they grow
into us. 我们是最后的一把圣徒。
We are the last.
是葡萄树垂在地上的肢体。
And it is the fruit of the vine that is on the ground.
好，人要逼迫教会。
And if they want to persecute the church,
杀害基督徒。
And kill Christians,
这基督徒越杀越多了。
And the more that they kill,
这个两千年历史每一次都一样的。
Same thing throughout these last 2,000 years.
哪里要有逼迫迫害基督徒事情发生？
And wherever there are Christians that are persecuted,
哪里教会就大兴旺了。
That is where the church will flourish.
在罗马帝国逼迫圣徒的时候。
And when in the Roman Empire, when they persecuted,
在教会里面就非常流行的话。
There was a very famous saying, common saying in the church.
倒下去一个。
One falls.
站起来两个。
To stand.
越杀越多了。
The more they killed.
今天在中国大陆也是一样的。
The more there were. The same in China today.
倒下去一个。
One falls.
站起来两个。
To stand.
都一样的。
It is all the same.
政权逼迫教会的时候。
And when the authorities.
他们不吸取这些都是地上的小人物。
They felt like these were all the small people in the church.
他们哪里来的力量啊？
Where did they get this, power.
关监狱也不怕。
They were not afraid of being in prison.
受刑罚也不怕。
They were not afraid of punishment.
要杀他们，把他们生命拿走了也不怕。
They were not afraid of losing their lives.
哪里来的力量啊？
Where did they get this?
他们不知道，今天圣徒都是葡萄树垂在地上的肢体。
And they did not know that the saints of today were the branches that
were
on the ground.
他们也跟在宝座。
Their root is in heaven.
你不能胜过在宝座上的耶稣基督。
You cannot overcome a Jesus who is on the throne.
你就不要想胜过地上的教会。
If you cannot, then you cannot think to overcome.
他们的生命力量都从宝座来的。
The church in the world today, their power is from the throne.
这是一个奥秘的葡萄树。
And this is a mysterious vine.
今天我们在美国没有逼迫。
Today we have no persecution here in America.
就我们特别要想到去顾念到受逼迫的弟兄姊妹。
And so we must think of the brothers and sisters who are
为他们祷告。
And pray for them.
我们这个整个是一个奥秘的基督。
And the whole of us is the mysterious Christ.
我是葡萄树。
I am the vine.
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
这张圣经很伟大，张圣经。
And this is a great passage.
里面一个字叫住。
And there is one word in there, and that is abide.
住一个这个字在里面用了十二次。
And it uses it 12 times.
住在我里面的，我就住在他里面。
He who abides in me, I shall abide in him.
住在我的话里面。
And in my word.
住在我的爱里面。
Abide in my word, abide in my love.
树上长了十二次的柱子。
And it uses it 12 times this chapter.
今天我们讲一个柱子。
And today we're only going to discuss
one. 遵守我命令的就住在我的爱里。
And those who keep my commandments abide in my love.
住在我的爱里。
Abide in my love.
葡萄树是奥秘的基督。
And the vine is that mysterious Christ.
我们都是葡萄树的枝子。
We are all the branches from that vine.
每一个枝子生在葡萄树上。
And every branch is coming out of that vine.
不是加进去的。
It's not something added in.
是主生出来的。
It is something that is an extension of the Lord.
这是逼迫他们的，他们不知道的事。
And this is persecuting what they do not know.
主一代一代生出那么多的生出来。
And a generation after generation, the Lord, He
births these things.
And today it is our turn.
是我们活在地上的时候。
It is a time when we can live in the
world. 我们要为这个做见证。
And we must testify of this.
住在主里面，主也住在我们里面。
If you abide in Christ, He abides in us.
葡萄树住在，枝子住在葡萄树上。
And the branch is living in the vine.
整个树的丰富都是它的生命。
And the abundance of the vine is his life.
只要枝子住在葡萄树上。
And as long as this branch is in the vine,
它的颜色就长得那么清脆。
Then it will have a fresh color.
而且那个枝子就那么新鲜。
And it will be so fresh.
充满了火的生命和力量。
Full of life.
因为整个树都是它的供应。
And because the whole of that tree is
主的生树的生命运行在树里面。
And the life of the Lord will be in that tree.
运行在那个枝子身上。
And it will be in that branch.
那个枝子就长得清脆。
And that branch will be
长那么新鲜。
Green and fresh.
虽然很长时间在葡萄树上。
And even though it has been on that tree vine for many days.
它一直是一样的。
It will always be the same.
而有一天它离开树了。
And one day when it departs from
掉在地上了。
And it falls upon the ground.
你可以去观察。
You can go look.
它住在树上一直是那么清脆活泼。
When it was abiding in that vine, it was very green, it was full of life.
而一下它掉在地上了。
But once it falls to the ground,
很快的时间的颜色就变了。
In a very short time, the color changes.
变了枯黄的颜色了。
It will become yellow and dry.
而枝子也好，叶子也好，都变得很脆了。
Whether it is the branch or the leaves,
叶子都很容易裂开了。
They will be dry and crackle easily.
因为它生命失掉了。
Because it has lost its life.
它在死亡的情形里面了。
And it is now has entered death.
主就把这个来比喻到我们和主的关系。
And so the Lord uses this as an example.
住在我里面，我也住在他们里面。
He who abides in me, I abide in him.
他们就多结果子。
And they will have bear fruit.
我们结了个爱心果。
And it is the fruit of love.
我们结了一个能力果。
Or the fruit of power.
我们结了一个圣洁果。
Or the fruit of holiness.
果子是树的证明。
And the fruit is the proof of that tree.
果子是树的价值。
It is the value of the tree.
果子好吃就是树的价值高。
And if the, if the fruit is good, that means it is a valuable tree.
果子不好吃呢树的生命不好。
If it does not taste good, then there is no good life in this tree.
果子是生树的价值就在结果。
And so that fruit, the value of that tree is in the fruit.
我们住在主里面就常结果子。
And so when we live, abide in the
结出各种各样的果子来。
Tree, then it often
有的有这个忍耐果。
And sometimes gives fruit, and sometimes there is a fruit of patience.
主的生命在我们里面显出来，就结的果子。
And so the life of the Lord will be manifest in us.
这是葡萄树的意象。
And this is the vision of the.
而怎样住在葡萄树里面呢
？And how do we live in the tree？
主说的很简单。
And the Lord says something very simple.
遵守我命令的就住在我里面。
And he who keeps my commandments abides in me.
约翰十四章到十六章三段圣经是主日讲一篇很长的话。
And John chapter 14, 15, the Lord has said a lot here.
在这一段话是主最后的话了。
It is, these are his last words.
临别的话了。
And it is the last words before departing.
主就要去钉十字架了。
He was about to be crucified.
我们讲的最后晚餐的话。
And these were the words leading the last.
那就是最重要的话。
These are the most important things.
因为人讲最后的话一定最重要的话。
Because the last things you say will be the most important things.
这三章话里面主讲了实行的道路。
And he talked about a very practical way.
信我。
He who believes in me.
这个信是不是 believe 不是 trust。
And it is believe, not trust.
爱我。
Love me.
顺服我。
And obey me.
那就是十五章讲的结果子了。
And that is the bearing of fruit in chapter
15. 遵守我命令的就结果住在我里面。
And he who follows my commandments.
信我的人一定爱我。
Will bear fruit. He who believes.
爱我的人就一定结果子。
Will love me. And he who loves me will bear fruit.
我们是走的三步路。
And so these are the three steps we must take.
我们信好主。
We believe in him.
我们爱主。
We love him.
我们就结果子。
And we will have that fruit.
证明我们住在主里面。
And this, proves that we are living in the Lord.
主说人若离开我。
And the Lord said, if one departs from me,
就不能做什么了。
He cannot do much.
就像个枝子离开葡萄树。
Just as a branch that has been cut off from the vine.
就枯干了。
It will wither.
被丢在外面。
It will be tossed aside.
人把它拾起来就扔在火里烧了。
And it is only good for tossing into the fire.
葡萄树的枝子最没有用的。
And the vine branches are the most useless.
做什么都不行的。
Can't do anything with it.
它只有一个价值，就结果子。
The only value it has is to bear fruit.
我们基督徒活在地上最大的问题就彰显主。
And our purpose in life is to manifest the Lord.
我们若不彰显主。
If we do not manifest the Lord,
我们就活着一点意义都没有。
We will have no meaning in our life.
人把我们拾起来扔在火里烧了。
And others would just gather us and toss us into the fire.
遵守我命令就住在我的爱里。
And to he who keeps my commandments abides in my
love. 我们怎样去住在主的爱里呢
？How do we abide in the love of God?
只有一条路，顺服主。
And there is only one way, and that is to submit.
我们诗歌里头有一首很好的诗歌。
We have a very good hymn.
信而顺服 ，trust and obey.
Trust and obey.
因为除此以外不能得耶稣喜爱。
For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus.
只有信而顺服。
But to trust and obey.
我们的路很简单。
It is very simple, our lives.
信而顺服。
Trust and obey.
除此以外不能得耶稣喜爱。
You cannot otherwise please the Lord.
唯有信而顺服。
But to trust and obey.
就这个生命。
So this life.
这个爱。
This love.
在弟兄姊妹中间。
Amongst the brothers and sisters.
我们活出这个爱来。
We live out this love.
人就成看出。我们是主的门徒。
And people can see that we are the disciples of the
Lord. 弟兄相爱是最大的一个见证。
Because to love one another, that is our greatest testimony.
也知道是神差了主来。
And we also know that it is God who has sent to the Father to demonstrate that he is the Son of God.
这太伟大件事。
This is such a great thing.
在一个故事,
there is one story.
在英国前100多年大复兴的时候,
in England, 100 years ago during the
在伦敦一个地方就187个教会。
In one place in London, one area, 187
churches. 那个主要神的仆人是Darby。
And a servant of the Lord who was there was Brother Darby.
Darby就有一天去看一个长久不聚会的弟兄。
And he went to visit a brother who had not been in church for a while, who was not doing well spiritually.
那个弟兄很讨厌Darby去看他。
And the brother did not, he did not want Brother Darby
to visit him. Darby坐下来了。
And but Darby sat down.
弟兄说, mind your own business, 管理自己的事。
And so the brother looked at him and said, mind your own business.
不要管我的事。
Don't mind my business.
达比说, 这个是我的事啊。
But Brother Darby said, but this is my business.
因为弟兄啊, 你去那些不好的地方啊。
Because when you went to those places,
你把我也带去了。
You brought me with you.
你不就把我带去了。
Not only did you bring me with
you, 你把我们全教会都带去了。
You brought the whole church with you.
那个弟兄说, 哪里自己是?
And so the brother said, how could that be?
结果那个弟兄, 达比跟他讲, 那么深入一个真理啊。
And so Brother Darby taught him a very deep truth.
讲得很有能力的,
and spoke with power.
把那弟兄带回到主这里来了,
and brought the brother back to the Lord.
我们今天和弟兄姊妹的关系,
and so our relationship today with the brothers and sisters,
我们一定要表现弟兄的爱。
We need to have this brotherly love expressed.
人看见我们爱弟兄的爱,
when people see that with the love with which we love others,
就看出我们的主耶稣的门徒,
they will know that we are the disciples of Christ.
而且能最后能相信是神差了主到地上来,
and they will ultimately believe that it is God who has sent Jesus.
这是最大的一个见证,
and this is the greatest testimony.
好, 我们再看一件事,
let us look at something else.
在路加福音9章,
in Luke chapter 9,
那又是一张伟大的圣经,
it is another great chapter.
说主耶稣上山变相,
the Mount of Transfiguration,
变了形象,
and he was transfigured,
脸面光明像日头,
and his face shone like the sun,
衣服洁白放光,
and his clothes were bright,
主耶稣变了形象,
and he was transfigured.
两个大人物出现了,
and two great people showed up.
一个是摩西, 一个是以利亚,
one was Moses and one was Elijah.
在荣耀里和主说话,
and in that glory they spoke with the Lord.
我这里佩服彼得的胆量了,
and I have awe, I'm in awe of Peter's boldness.
我在那里啊,
我吓得我连呼吸都要小心了。 And I thought if it were me, I would be careful on how I breathe.
要小心呼，不要大声呼吸啊。
Don't breathe too loudly.
主显现。
The Lord appeared.
什么叫做明亮的日头?
And what is the brightest sun?
日头是我们看得见的最大的受造之物。
And the sun, it is the greatest created thing that we can see.
一代又一代全人类都靠着日头的光和热生活在地上。
And generation after generation, we depend upon the sun for light and warmth.
圣经没有别的东西可形容了。
And there is no other thing to describe.
圣经都用日头最大的塑造之物。
Jesus, and if we can only use the sun, it is the greatest created thing.
主的脸面像日头。
And so his face was like the sun.
日头怎么能比得上主的脸面的?
But how can the sun compare to the face of Jesus?
我们地上所用的最大的一个比方了。
And this is just the greatest parallel we can draw in this world.
在这样的光景里面, 摩西、以利亚出来说话,
and in this situation, Moses and Elijah came to speak.
并主谈到主要定十字架的事,
and they came to discuss the crucifixion.
在荣耀里面谈论十架,
and in glory, they discussed the cross.
在这样的光景里面, 彼得竟然敢讲话,
and in this situation, Peter was bold enough to speak.
而且彼得讲的话就胡说八道的,
but he was just saying utter nonsense.
他称之为夫子,
and he called him rabbi.
哪有夫子能够脸面像日头一样的
？Which rabbi can have his face shining like the sun？
他说：“夫子，我们在这里真好啊。
”And he says it is so good for us to be here。
他想要搭上座棚啊。
And he wants to make pretense。
一座为主。
One for the Lord。
一座给摩西。
One for Moses。
一座给伊利亚。
And one for Elijah。
所以说他胡说八道了。
And that's why I'm saying this was nonsense。
他把摩西、伊利亚看得和主一样了。
How can Moses and Elijah be on the same level as the
Lord? 他要搭三座棚，一座为主，一座为摩西，一座为伊利亚。
He wanted these three tents.
他的话还没讲完了。
Before he was done speaking,
一朵云彩过来了。
A cloud came.
遮盖他们。
And covered him.
神在云彩里讲话了。
And God spoke within this cloud.
圣经里面说到神。开口讲话。
And when the Bible records God speaking,
只有三次。
Only three times.
这是其中的一次。
And this is one of them.
所以说，这是我的爱子。
He says, this is my beloved.
你们要听他。
Hear him.
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved.
我所拣选的。
One whom I have chosen.
你们要听他。
Hear him.
一下，所有都没有了。
And then suddenly it was all gone.
那一天摩西、伊利亚出现。
And that day when Moses and Elijah appeared.
为什么不用大卫呢？
Why didn't they use David?
为什么不用亚伯拉罕呢？
Why not Abraham?
这有很深的讲究的。
And there's something special about
it. 摩西代表律法。
Moses is the law.
伊利亚代表先知。
Elijah is the prophet.
谈论十架的事。
And they're discussing the issues of the cross.
律法、先知都为主做见证。
And the law and the prophets, they all testify of the Lord.
这是很严肃的一个时刻。
And this is a very serious time.
主登山变相了。
And they arose to.
因为在这以后啊，主就一直上耶路撒冷。
The Mount of Transfiguration, he was transfigured, and then he went to Jerusalem.
去钉十字架了。
And he was crucified there.
所以主要神给他有这样的一个显现的。
And so God wants to have this appearance.
把将来的荣耀。先显现了。
That the coming glory might be seen.
因为这里耶稣基督站在人的地位上。
Because here Jesus Christ is in the position of man.
是教会的榜样。
And he is the example for the church.
神给他儿子最后一个鼓励。
It is the last encouragement of the son.
冲过这一段。
And when he gets through this,
你就要进荣耀了。
You will be in glory.
你要带着人的身体进荣耀了。
And you will be in glory with a body of a man.
所以山上变相是很大件事。
And so this man of transfiguration is a great thing.
就彼得在那里经常敢胡说八道了。
And Peter dared to say whatever he wanted to say.
神的话停了。
And then the words of God were ended.
他们什么都看不见了。
They couldn't see anything anymore.
只见耶稣。
They only saw Jesus.
只见耶稣。
They only saw Jesus.
今天我们到了这个时代了。
And today we have come into this generation.
我们也只见耶稣。
Let us all only see Jesus.
一切都不能和主比。
There's nothing that can compare to Jesus.
只看见耶稣。
We see only Jesus.
跟随主走最后的道路。
And we follow him until the
end. 教会要跟随主进荣耀了。
And the church will follow Jesus into glory.
下面就说到这个弟兄相爱。
And then we want to speak of the brotherly love.
就说到他为我们祷告。
The Lord says he prays for us.
我不仅为这些人祷告。
Not only do I pray for these.
我也要为因他们的话而信我的人祷告。
I would pray for those who believe in me because through their word.
这就到主为我们所有神的儿女祷告。
And so the Lord speaks prays for all of us.
叫他们完全合而为一。
That they can be one.
这是合一的生命。
And this is that unified life.
这是一个生命。
It is one life.
所以合一这句话中文翻得很不好。
And unity, this word is a very tricky word.
中文翻的意思啊，两个合起来成为一个。
And in Chinese, it means to make two different things one.
虽然是一个，还是两个变成一个的。
Even though it's now one, it was two that became one.
原文只有一个字。
But in the original language, there's this one word.
有 oneness.
There's a oneness.
这个意思神圣的意。
And it is a divine one.
圣经里面说的义什么义呢？
And so what is this biblical one?
父子圣灵中间的义。
It is the one, oneness between the Father, Son, and Spirit.
父子圣灵，父子三位。
It is not only three.
三二一.
It is three, the triune.
他们是一个.
They are one.
所以把这个oneness.
And so in this oneness,
放在教会里面,
it was placed in the church.
我们显出那个一的生命.
And so we can manifest the life of that
oneness.
And so the example that I gave, for example, with Brother Darby, when he said, you brought me with you. You brought our whole church. I cannot be separated from you. A very famous story. And it was a testimony from England. There was a brother. He had an enemy. That enemy was a person who killed his father. And so he went all around to find this person. And he wanted revenge. But he could not find him. But he ultimately became a Christian. After he was a Christian, first time he went into communion, and he sat down. He realized the person sitting next to him was a person he'd been looking for all these years. This is the person I want to kill. But today he also is a Christian. Now here we are breaking the bread together. So he left. And he prayed. But the Lord caused him to see. I died for you. And I died for him. Today he is not your enemy. He is your brother. And so the hatred in him passed out. And so he sat down again. He went and sat down. After the breaking of the bread, and he looked at the man next to him and said, do you know who I am? The man said, no. I am the son of so-and-so. You killed my father. And the man was afraid. And he knew that if there's out of the two of us, only one of us will survive this. But he said, fear not. The Lord spoke to me. It's so amazing that you and I have met here. And we are breaking bread together. The Lord broke bread
together.
And he also broke bread
together.
He died for you.
He died for me.
And the hatred is past. And we have a new relationship today. We are brothers. And there's so many testimonies like this. This is the greatness of that brotherly love. And so we should not forget and lose this inheritance to love your brother. We must have the expression of brotherly love.
这是合一的生命,
and so it is this life of oneness
叫所有神的儿女都合而为一了,
that all the brother, children of God can be one.
今天我们的时间到了,
and our time has come today.
罗马八章最重要的圣经,
and we'll leave Romans 8 for next time.
主的爱是得胜的爱,
the love of the Lord is an overcoming love.
胜过一切死,
and it overcomes every type of death.
保罗讲的得胜的爱,
and Paul speaks of this overcoming love.
我们今天没时间讲,
we don't have time today to go into this.
好, 我们唱诗,
let us sing a hymn together.